most disturbing and outrageous aspects of these mass roundups and arrests that took place in December and might take place again unless we keep up the pressure. It's not only because it's constitutionally illegal, not only because it violates our basic civil rights, not only because it denies law-abiding people from their right to due process. The most disturbing aspects of these mass arrests, because of all of these things combined, but most importantly, because this procedure is profoundly racist. The mass arrest towards our people is a message to our communities, telling us that you are a terrorist or cooperating with terrorists unless you could prove otherwise. You are guilty until you could prove your innocence. The INSLA is telling us that we are going to arrest you, put you in prison, and then when we have time, if we have time, we go and check your record. This is totally unacceptable. The American Arab Anti-Discrimination Committee joins CARE, the AIA, and the NCPA, and other civil rights and human rights organizations in demanding the immediate release of the still detained people, demanding that people who require to register in January and February should not face mass arrest. We believe that such harsh and illegal measure will further erode the confidence in the fairness of the INS and will hinder future compliance. Finally, as we are battling to stop the erosion of our civil liberties, we have to keep up the pressure against another vicious campaign that is targeting the people of Iraq. Yes. Let us also rally to stop the war drive and reach a peaceful resolution. Thank you.
Good afternoon. On behalf of Service Employees International Union, it's a pleasure to say to you that we have been following this very closely, but definitely we are with you and we're going to be fighting with you all the way. For one, I'm very angry, and the people that I have talked to who are fair-minded people are very angry to the fact that these individuals were asked to come and to comply, and they were double-crossed by the INS when they arrested these people. A message needs to be sent very loud and clear to President Bush. He always said that he wants the support of all of us in America. However, he's not showing any support whatsoever in his administration, and especially with the Department of INS. So I'm here to say SEIU will be with you. We're going to continue fighting together. This issue is not an issue of immigrants from Latin America or immigrants from any part of the country. This is an issue of fairness. This is an issue that we all stick together. Thank you, and I'm here.